This is SB Nation Radio. From the new home of the Raiders, it's game night in Las Vegas.
It's game night, SB Nation Radio. Let's talk some NFL football. Lots of good things to get into. Adam Stites joining us from SBNation.com, covering the NFL. Adam, good evening. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the time. Let's start in Carolina for a second. And look, I know Cam Newton likes to speak his mind, and I know Cam Newton is the leader of that franchise, the face of the franchise, so oftentimes he feels like he can come out and talk about certain things. I don't really know why he weighed in on this with the Jerry Richardson situation. I don't know why he tried to make a correlation between himself and the laptop accusation he received at Florida, and now with Jerry Richardson. Why do you think he chose to do this and put himself into this controversy?
Yeah, I agree with you. It was probably best just to be left unsaid. But I think he really feels strongly that about Jerry Richardson. I think he's a guy that he has a lot of trust in. So I think he tried to come to his defense. It was probably ill advised to say. I mean, he basically said it was a case of he said versus she said kind of situation. But there were significant financial settlements that happened. So. In a lot of ways, he already kind of admitted fault in that regard. So, it was probably best if he just stayed out of it.
I mean, from 48 hours of the news coming out, Richardson was selling the team. Like, it was like he didn't even try to fight it. He was just like, yep, it's time for me to sell. Like, I don't get why Cam is now running in here and going like, I believe it's just an allegation, when Richardson's like, I got to sell. I don't want any part of this.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's a situation where it's going to go down this way anyway, so I don't know what Cam is looking to accomplish. So, yeah, I agree with you completely.
All right, Adam, so your profile picture on Twitter is of the Jacksonville Jaguars secondary. SB Nation has their power rankings out where the Jaguars are the number one team this week. I am telling everyone that Blake Bortles is not winning a playoff game at Gillette Stadium. Do you believe the Jaguars can do that?
I think they could beat any team. I really do believe that. They already beat Pittsburgh really bad, 5 interceptions, and they're really a team that can do that to anybody. Tom Brady doesn't throw 5 interceptions in the playoffs. That just doesn't happen. So that's a tough game, but they do match up really well with the Patriots. You know, they don't have to ask Blake Bortles to light them up. It's a defense that's a little shaky up there in New England, and it's the number one rushing offense in the league. So, yeah, I think they really could beat any team. And if they just get that running game going, they're tough to beat.
I agree with you all the way until the fact that you're going to go into Gillette Stadium with a quarterback who has a propensity to make major, massive mistakes. I mean, they lost on the road at Arizona because their head coach couldn't figure out how to run the clock out, and they lost in Arizona because Blake Bortles got picked off by Tyrann Mathieu. I just don't trust Blake Bortles. So you're telling me that you trust Blake Bortles not to make a monumental mistake in a huge playoff game that would either win a game or lose a game for the Jags?
No, I can't say that I completely trust him like that, but he's just wildly inconsistent. Sometimes he has those Arizona Cardinals games where it's just not good at all. It's awful. And then other times he looks spectacular. These last 3 games have been fantastic. He's 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. You just don't really know which guy you're going to get. So if he is the guy that they got against Seattle, against Houston and Indianapolis these last few weeks, I think Houston's a better defense than New England, and you just never really know. There's always a chance that he's going to lay an egg, but there's a chance it'll come out firing too. So, rolling the dice on that, and there's no telling whether or not they come out on top.
It will be a wild postseason because the Jags, after their win over Houston, with what they look like defensively, what they've been able to do to bad offenses, do you see them in the AFC Championship game? Meaning, do you see them either beating Pittsburgh or getting all the way through, maybe playing Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game, depending on who it is? Do you see them going all the way with a chance to play in Minneapolis?
Yeah, I think if they don't get to the AFC Championship, I think that would be disappointing to them. That's a one and done. I don't see how they don't win the division. So I think they'll be in that divisional round. I mean, they got to get through the wild card if they don't get that bye. But there's just really not a lot of good AFC teams after those first two or three. So you know, if they lose to Buffalo, I think that would be a huge disappointment. So yeah, I think they could definitely get there. And then, you know, they already beat Pittsburgh once pretty badly. So I really do think they can beat any team.
Hmm. All right, so Ezekiel Elliott's coming back for the Dallas Cowboys. He went to Cabo for 6 weeks. He did not want to be a distraction for his team. He just worked out. By all accounts, he's completely ripped and in shape and good to go for this game against the Seahawks. Seattle is coming off of a beatdown loss to the Rams, and some people are starting to throw dirt on the Seahawks and saying that that's the end of the reign for Pete Carroll's team in Seattle. First, how do you see the Cowboys with Elliott, and do they have a legitimate chance to get to the Super Bowl now that Elliott's back?
I think it would be a really tall ask. They need either the Panthers or the Falcons to lose out, and then they need some more help after that. So it's a tall ask. Just even if they win these next two games, I think they still probably don't get in. But I think they do stand a great chance of winning these next two games. You know, especially this next one against Seattle, that probably would have looked like a really rough game, you know, even just a few weeks ago. But the Cowboys offensively found a stride the last few weeks. Dak Prescott was passing a lot better, and so it doesn't have to be all on Ezekiel Elliott. But he was saying that he expects to go for 200 this weekend. So he's thinking big, and I do think that the Cowboys can finish the season strong. I just don't know that it's enough to get in.
What do you make of the Seahawks and where they are? They're down, you know, 4 to 5 starters, depending on what happens with the injuries. They're down 3 for sure, maybe 5. We'll see what happens with Wagner and K.J. Wright coming up again. Bobby Wagner played, but he wasn't very effective with the hamstring, and KJ was out with a head injury. They're going really to Dallas with nothing to play for after the way that they've performed and where they are in the standings. But where are you in the future of the Seahawks?
I think the Legion of Boom era ended in Arizona a couple months ago when the Richard Sherman Achilles tore and Cam Chancellor went down. I think it was already kind of the final tour. There's just a lot of contract situations coming up. Earl Thomas has already been talking retirement. You know, Richard Sherman now with an Achilles tear, he's going into a contract next year. You don't know that he'll ever come back and be that same kind of player. So it's a little bit of a changing of the guard. Offensively, they still have Richard Sherman. Russell Wilson. And so, you know, as long as you have a monumental town like that, it's not like you need to scrap and start a complete rebuild. And on defense, they still have, you know, Bobby Wagner is one of the best defensive players in the entire NFL. And, you know, there's still a lot of young pieces to build around. So I don't think they're done, but that number that they went 4 years, I think, in a row with the number one defense in the NFL, I don't think they'll be anywhere near that level again for a long time.
Adam Stites, SB Nation, joining us here on Game Night. What do you make of the Rams and what they just did to Seattle? And, I mean, are they the team to beat in the NFC?
They might be. It would have been the Eagles before the Carson Wentz injury. But, yeah, it's got to be either the Rams or the Vikings. And I think people have a lot more faith in the Rams offense just because they don't have Case Keenum at the helm. Case Keenum's played great, but Jared Goff is probably a guy that people have a little more faith in. And, I think they're probably the class of the field right now. They really don't have any bad losses. Minnesota did beat them, but, I think you probably have to go either L.A. or Minnesota at this point.
Hmm. Do the Vikings play in their home stadium for the Super Bowl? Do you think they get there?
I'm going to say no. I'm actually going to go no on that one. It's still, I know Case Keenum has played great this year. It's just still so hard to trust an offense that is relying on Case Keenum. And then at running back, they don't have Dalvin Cook anymore. You just get really up and down performances from Latavius Murray. nobody really is averaging more than 4 yards per carry. So it's just such an offense that if you can shut it down, I don't know that the defense can win it all by themselves.
Yeah, it's a really tough, tough gig. I mean, my goodness. But it would be so amazing to watch, although it is sort of a corporate event, so I don't know how much home field advantage would actually happen besides the locker room being familiar for the Vikings if they play at home. I'll get you ahead on this, Adam. The decision to shut down Aaron Rodgers, I think everybody knows that was a good one. But what do you make of the future for the Green Bay Packers, and what do they have to do to get that team back into championship contention?
Yeah, there's just a lot of problems there. They're just really not really great at anything. So it's probably hard. It's going to be a long road, I think. I don't know. And as long as they have Aaron Rodgers, it's hard to imagine they do any worse than they did this year. I mean, even losing him and being a team that's, you know, bottom half of the league in literally every category, they're still a 500 ball club. So, yeah, I think they'll be able to stick around that level, but they just need some big talent. It's just a team that doesn't really have any other stars now that, you know, Clay Matthews is fading and Jordy Nelson's dealt with injuries, and they need stars, and that's hard to find, obviously.
Yeah, very, very difficult. Adam, great stuff. Appreciate it. Happy holidays. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the weekend. Should be a lot of fun with the NFL.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
That's Adam Stites from SB Nation covering the NFL for us here. And I think we're in for a really fun weekend. I will get into some of these storylines. How about Greg the Leg, though? The Rams today, Greg Zuerlein's on the IR with a herniated disc in his back. That is awful news. That guy was unbelievable for the Rams. And you don't kind of think about this and go, that could be a deal breaker, but in a postseason game, I mean, Zuerlein was money, man. He was a go-to automatic, and I mean, the team ranks first in point afters made with 44. He ranked first in field goals made this year with 38. I mean, they call them Legatron. It's a good point, Chris. Legatron, Greg the Leg, whatever you want to call it. But Greg Zuerlein being out is a major, major storyline for the Rams. We're talking about that a bit more next. SB Nation Radio.